Democrats won enough seats in yesterday's General Assembly elections to take away the Republicans' veto-proof supermajority in the State House. That included flipping key seats in Mecklenburg County. WFAE's David Borex has more.
Democrats won at least 8 new seats in the House, more than the 4 they needed to end the Republicans' ability to override vetoes by Governor Roy Cooper. Democrats needed 6 more seats to do the same in the Senate. They did make gains, though whether they broke the supermajority there depends on a few very tight races. Democratic State Senator Jeff Jackson of Charlotte easily won re-election and helped lead a countywide effort to oust Republican incumbents.
We're going to be able to go back into session in a position to sustain the governor's vetoes, which reshapes our state's political landscape in a way that allows it to take a big step closer to the center, which is where our state is. We're a true 50-50 state, and we've been governed by the far right for this entire decade. And that is, as of now, over.
One of the hardest fought races was in the 41st Senate District in North and West Mecklenburg. Democrat Natasha Marcus defeated incumbent Republican Jeff Tart of Cornelius with nearly 57% of the vote. Marcus, a former lawyer from Davidson, outspent Tart and was among a wave of Democratic women seeking office this year.
I'm just so excited that we're going to have a chance to work on things like funding public education and environmental protections and health care for every North Carolinian.
In another close North Mecklenburg race, Democrat Christy Clark beat incumbent John Bradford by just 333 votes in the 98th House District, a seat long held by Republicans. That's close enough for Bradford to seek a recount. Clark raised more money than Bradford and focused on his early support for toll lanes on I-77, though he has since opposed the NCDOT project. Democrats made gains in traditional Republican South Mecklenburg. Brandon Lofton beat incumbent Andy Doolin in the 104th District. That came after reports late in the race that Doolin had been charged with DUI in Ohio this summer. In the neighboring 105th District, Democrat Wesley Harris defeated incumbent Republican Scott Stone. One of the biggest surprises came in the 103rd District, where longtime Republican State Representative Bill Brawley was losing all night until the final precinct was reported around 1 a.m. He won by 52 votes. Democratic challenger Rachel Hunt can ask for a recount there. She's the daughter of former Governor Jim Hunt and raised more than $1.2 million, a sum previously unheard of in local statehouse races. Republican Dan Bishop held on to his seat in South Charlotte's 39th Senate District, beating Democratic challenger Chad Stakowitz with 53% of the vote. Democrats also scored key wins in Wake County, defeating Republican State Representatives John Adcock, Nelson Dollar, and Chris Malone. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.